Hi there. The word for you today is keep hope alive. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, Paul writes, "These three remain, faith, hope, and love." In 1914, Sir Ernest Shackleton attempted the first land crossing of Antarctica, but his ship, the Endurance, got stuck in icy waters and sank. Shackleton and his 27-member crew were stranded 1,200 miles from civilization, drifting on ice floes, with just three rickety lifeboats, a few tents and limited provisions. It was a bad situation. Eventually they reached a small island and waited while Shackleton and a handful of men took one of the lifeboats 800 miles over tumultuous seas to a whaling station. Shackleton returned with a rescue ship, and remarkably every man survived the 18-month ordeal. So here's the question. How did he keep everybody's hopes alive? Well, first, he modeled optimism. Shackleton, who described optimism as true moral courage, always believed that he and his crew would survive, and he spread that optimism to everybody else around him. Second, he nurtured their sense of significance. That is, he kept everybody involved by seeking their opinions and giving them tasks that made them feel like they were part of the solution. Third, he encouraged them. He used humor and promoted a light-hearted atmosphere. You see, Shackleton recognized that under extreme pressure, the ability to lighten the mood actually neutralizes fear and enables people to focus, re-energize, and prevail over daunting obstacles. Isn't it interesting that one of the few items Shackleton rescued from the sinking ship was a crewman's banjo? He did it so that the group would have music. Shackleton's a prime example of how one, just one person, can keep hope alive. So if you know somebody who's in the middle of a difficult trial today, your words of kindness and love, your confidence in them, your ability to lighten their load, can keep hope alive.